What up, what up, what up, though? And welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. And I'm about to say another guest. No, it's not another guest. You know him, you love him, you always ask for him. He's back.
I'm back.
Once again, it's Corey from Baltimore County Forever Podcast.
Yeah, with my Padron family. I made that word up like 7 episodes ago. I love it.
Yeah, we holding on to that. Trademark.
Padron.
All right, we back on. All right, so today we're going to talk about boobs. We're waiting to get this one off.
Yeah.
Pause.
Whoa.
So check this out, right? So I follow Jada Fire on Instagram.
Legend.
Like, well, she's one of the best adult actresses ever. And that's where I'm getting at.
Okay.
So, of course, on her IG and her IG stories, you know, she don't be getting naked or nothing like that. But, you know, since she having little bra sets on, whatever. But, you know, as you all know, just go on X videos and you can actually see her titties. But I'm like, damn, her titties are just...
They're like perfect.
Perfect.
They're like properly placed.
Right.
And shit.
So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, yo, she's got to have the best boobs in porn. Right?
But they like stiff titties, though.
They're fake.
Yeah. So like, I think my titties are a little sagging.
Yeah, you need them real.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, she's got to have the best boobs in porn. So, of course, I jump on the Google machine, and I Google best boobs in porn. And what comes up...
What?
That's what Google is for, right? So, what comes up is a bunch of names, right? And so, I wrote them down. All right, so you got Leah Gotti, Nicole Aniston, Anastasia Pierce, Angela White, and Annabelle Peaks. All right, so I'm like, I've never heard of them. Not that I really pay attention to names.
They anywhere. Don't sound like black titties.
They're not. And that was my thing. So then I'm like, all right, that's just one list. So then I look at another list, right? Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much the same names, but added on a couple other ones. It was Abigail Mack, Allison Tyler, Angel DeLuca, Bobby Dylan, and Brooke Wilde. Once again, non-black names.
Angel what?
Angel DeLuca.
I think I've seen them today before.
But my thing is this. I'm like, how are there no, like, women of color on that list? And I was like, all right, so it really doesn't matter because it's just an arbitrary list. You can make up a list about fucking anything. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, that points to, of course, is porn. Nobody wants to get political about porn. But... A lot of people have been saying this for years at how racist the business is, that they push women of color, men of color in the business, they push them to the back. Mm-hmm. And they present us with these other people as saying these are what you should aspire to. And then I'm once again to find Jada Fire's titties and I'm like, how is she not on this list?
But look at these goddamn titties right here.
Right. So nice, and that and
breasts
and that's and I'm like, you know what, I gotta talk about titties. Mm-hmm. Right, so then I'm thinking, who does have the best titties in porn? Mm-hmm. So I started with Jada Fire. Mm-hmm. Ayana Angel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though hers are mad fake.
Yeah,
I mean they
look really fit. They stiff as shit.
They look like they hurt.
Yeah, little rocks.
Yeah,
little pellets.
And then I put Monet Divine.
Oh, I like them titties.
Yeah, right? Mm. Although it still kind of bugs me she did that ghetto gagger scene.
Oh, no, that shit was demeaning, bro.
I can't really get with they whole shtick,
nah,
man.
Nah, bro. They be like all thrown up and shit.
They beating bitches down and shit. Man, it's... And I'm like, yo, these cats is... And then have you ever heard of Annabelle Raphael?
Gotta see a picture.
She is, I think she's like French and like North African heritage, right?
And porn?
Yeah. I want to say like French and Moroccan, And her titties are...
She's probably from like Silver Spring.
Oh, shit. She probably is. Let me see. Pull it up. Here we go. Once again, we on the Google machine. And let me see if I can find a... Let me see. Oh, man. See, Google's all... Man. All right. So there's a PG picture. Yeah. But...
Them titties look like they roll out, baby.
Yeah.
Them titties look like... Oh, roll out.
Yo, and that's the thing. I'm like, all right. So, how do you like your titties?
I like my titties. I like them with a little, like little heavy. I like the hefty breasts with the fat ass areolas.
Mm.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah. Areolas are everything.
Yeah, I like the areolas that are like birthmarks.
Okay.
Follow me here.
I'm with you.
It gotta have like a little birthmarkish touch with the pimples.
With the
pimples. I like the pimples. I like the little pimples. See, it just add character to the titty. Because it's just like, ooh, that titty went through some shit.
Somebody said those are titties for blind people.
They're braille. Braille titties. Oh, man, I can't talk about this on my podcast. Jesus. Braille titties.
I was like, yeah,
I like that shit. I like it because it's like with a shirt on, the titty like Superman, but when it's off, that's the real superhero right there.
See, I just like the big areolas that look like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, they're like birthmarks. Like birthmarks. Yeah,
okay, I'm with you. Okay,
yeah.
All right, add that to the lexicon.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of little titties.
No.
Little titties piss me off. They're like little.
Now, how little are you talking?
You talking about like size-wise?
Yeah.
Cup-wise?
Yeah.
A's. Low B's bother me.
Low, yeah. I can do, I think the lowest I've ever had a pleasure of touching might have been 32B.
That's big B's.
Yeah.
That's big B's.
And I was
big B's aren't bad though. B's aren't bad. They're doable. I don't prefer it.
Yeah.
You know, I need a hefty C. C D.
I need some D, some double E.
Ooh. Oh. Oh.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. Yeah. Those were Triple H's.
Oh. You know, what? Hold up, go, dude.
Yo, I need a woman to say, "Oh, my back hurt." I'm like, really? Like,
yeah. I need that threat of, I need to get rid of these things.
No. You know,
leave them for us.
Yeah, exactly.
My mouth exists.
Somebody said, I think I read this meme and said. It said, why do we call titties, or why do we measure titties in cups? You might say, because they got milk in them. I was like, wow.
Mellow 3-point. Mellow 3-point.
Message.
That nigga's a genius, bro.
It's like, oh.
It's like, okay. Like, yeah, because it's like.
When you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had to be high as shit to come up with that.
That's like powdered milk, to be honest, because it don't start working till you get a child in your body, in your stomach. Because low key, when this is about to sound crazy, but if you think about it, jumping off of that, if the woman don't have milk until the child is in her womb, so technically the baby is a baby worker.
Wow.
3-point.
Wow.
3-point. So to be completely honest, that's definitely child labor. That's child. It's like, I ain't trying to say what I want to say, but you got your child working. Like, that child need to be paid. for producing milk for you, which in turn goes back to them, so they getting paid. They getting paid because they getting the milk back.
Oh my god!
They reaping all their hard work. It's 9 months of hard fucking work by this baby. Dude. It's like, oh, you tired? Like you got a job? Yeah, bitch, I got a job. I done made milk for this lady. You owe this bitch sampling the milk, and it's mine. All the enzymes and shit like that. Yo,
we only 10 minutes in.
I'm just saying. That baby a worker. Worker baby. You know how you got worker ants? You got the worker baby. Like, yo, that's lit. While this punk-ass daddy is out there working in a warehouse or some shit like
that. Oh, my God.
That baby in there working, producing milk.
And we haven't even really been drinking.
The baby's kicking on, bitch. That baby on break. He tight, stressed out. He's stressed out.
He's taking his mandatory 15.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm tired. Fuck you mean? Fuck out of here. Yeah. Man, I can't wait to put this on IG. Everybody gotta hear this shit. Man, that's probably the highest I ever sounded. I don't smoke. But that's legit a deep thought right there. Like,
bruh, I don't even know.
That's why babies be coming out screaming and shit. They fed the fuck up.
They go to straight.
Fuck this woman. Fuck this lady. Fuck this doctor. I ain't never even seen you, nigga. Fuck.
They be in the nursery unionizing it.
Nigga, how long was you in? 9 fucking months. Nigga, I skipped that 7. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Hey, yeah. I made it out the hood, nigga.
Yo, they locked Leroy in the cage, little boy. Yeah. In the NICU. Hey, oh, my God. This just went left quickly.
Oh, God. Shout out to them babies.
Yeah.
2019, new sleeves.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Lord. I was trying to avoid that. Yeah.
Dude, we are going to hell quickly.
I don't get paid for podcasting right now. They would have definitely took all my shit.
Bruh. They'd have been like, you said what, sir? Bro. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I don't even know where to go from there.
That's how they unionize. They get rolled down.
I'm back, niggas. Gang.
What's up?
Yeah.
They be crying when they can't get the titty milk.
Oh man.
I made this shit, bitch. How dare you take that from me?
Yo, I'm about to jump off the ledge. You ever tasted titty
milk? Oh fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. My daughter's my first batch. We was kids, basically. And I tried this shit. That shit was gross. But what I was reading on, like, that first batch is not for me. It's never for me. Hey, yo, we was whole fucking kids. We all, like, squirting her titties and all up against the wall and shit.
Wow.
We was kids, bro. Like, not... Hey,
I edited that out.
19? I was, like, 20. I was 20 when my daughter was born. So, I was like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah.
I ain't know no better. Like...
Because I remember when I was in high school, one of the dudes I played basketball with, he had got this girl pregnant, and he came to practice, and he was like, yeah, yo, I just had some titty milk last night. Tasted kind of good. And we was like,
that nigga, what? That nigga was just saying that shit to be good. That shit is fucking gross. That, at least that first batch. Maybe he had, like, the eighth batch or some shit like that. But.
I was 17. I was like, bro, all right. Well, first of all, I ain't trying to have no kid.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Matter of fact, we have a mutual friend who likes breast milk. She used to tell me about it. She's always joke about drinking Cambodian breast milk.
I want to try it.
I hear it's like very good.
Cambodian breast milk. I don't mean to sound stupid, but like, where is it from? What kind of species is it from?
I don't know.
All right, so I don't sound dumb.
All I know is one of her friends is Asian. So you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, so. So I kind of think somehow, some way, she may have found out.
Yeah, I mean,
she ran with that joke, and I'm like, you know, every joke is a half truth, and I'm like, yeah, you.
But where's that though? Like, where that fine titty milk at? this is gonna be a wild episode. You're gonna get a lot of feedback on this one. Well, that escalated.
Right? You could, yeah.
So we were talking about Jada Fire titties being top five or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You were listing your list. That's what you were doing.
There we go. Okay. So. And then I'm going old school. Remember her name is Sierra Lewis. One of the reasons I remember who she is because I don't know. Fuck man, you know me and these goddamn dumbass facts. I don't know how, but I figured I read it somewhere. She was from Detroit.
That's
the only reason I was like, okay, I'm gonna follow.
Homegrown titties, I like that.
I mean, but she had, I want to say those are like, geez.
Man, let me see.
But she, and that was, well, I won't say it's weird, but of course she retired. But she, she's on fucking Twitter giving fucking horoscope readings.
Damn.
Yeah.
Porn industry fucked her up.
I won't say it fucked her up, but I mean, there's only... I mean, you can only... Well, I was about to say you can only suck and fuck for so long, but...
Whoa!
Ironically, the next person on my list is Nina Hartley. Nina Hartley is pushing like 60 now.
That's that white lady, right?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, she does some good porn.
I want to say she's still making movies.
I know bullshit.
Yeah, she can get the pickle.
Yeah, pickle down. Platter.
See, let me see.
Pickle down.
That's
down.
Sierra. Yeah.
She old.
Oh, yeah, this
one look gritty, too.
This that 94.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that's like ready to die porn and shit.
Look at them joints swinging. Yeah, they swinging.
Oh, yeah.
She got some good memories. Yeah, everybody's gonna be like, I ain't listening to these motherfuckers no more.
Please, dude, this is fun.
Right. But yeah, Nina Hartley, man, she still.
Oh, some nice titties.
Yeah. And to be 60 something?
She's 60?
Nina Hartley is definitely. Because she's been doing porn since like 81.
Oh, that's vintage pussy.
But, bruh, she's still doing DP scenes and, I mean, going in.
What? But then they can say don't pay them for it. If I leave, the gay still gonna love me, man.
Yeah, she's 60 on the dot.
Damn.
Yep. And, oh, man. She was on, what the fuck did I see? It was on Tumblr, which Tumblr's almost back. Almost. But,
Twitter's a new Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Twitter. Twitter is wild.
Yeah, that's a world.
That is, whew.
That is a world.
Man, I'm trying to get my Twitter, you know, game up and started following a couple of Twitter, like, porn Twitter feeds. And
yeah, you can't open those up at work.
That is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it get wild. I'm opening on Tuesday.
Tuesday, fucking Wednesday. Man, I opened up one day, and this chick, fuck it.
Okay.
She was getting peed on. I was like,
oh, yeah. I seen that earlier today when I was watching porn. This is like one of the little clips. Yeah. That little preview clips. I was like, pew, I don't want to do that no more. I want to sleep. I was so disturbed. Like, fucking pew, you know? All peeing all in her teeth and shit.
Oh, no. It wasn't that one.
Oh.
No, it was.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't watch it. It was like a little preview box. You know how S videos is. Like, mm-hmm. Get a little preview box, put your finger across it, highlight it, y'all. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Man, but, now, there's a new chick.
Oh, God.
Her name is Emery Pleaser. She
thought that name up.
Yeah. Because by the way, this episode is sponsored by Vodkila. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are off the hook tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been drinking it.
Yeah, I got it.
That's
something else.
Yeah, yeah. But I saw her on the fucking Glory Hole videos. And you know, she looked like she about 5'9"
mm-hmm.
with some like I'd say 38 G's. They just nice and hefty. You know what I'm saying?
38?
Yeah, she got some nice sizes to her.
So and that's weight on.
Yeah, but she be giving maximum effort. And they be swinging.
But you send me swinging. Sorry.
Wow.
Bad. I'm a bit wrong part.
Yo, you did not just hit us with the mint condition.
Yeah, that was like next level vocal cord like that. Oh God.
Nigga, you are not.
Sounds like that nigga though.
Bruh. Oh man.
Man, I can't wait to hear this back.
Yo, this is we can wake up in the morning like, nigga, ooh. I said that?
Jeez, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, it is. Even though this is fuck, what day is it? Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's Turkey Day.
Cause my ancestors and the man decided that it was thankful to give us a murder of the Indians. Excuse me. What's the proper word?
Native American.
Native Americans. Which in turn they didn't realize that. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Is it that way? Is it that way? Is the other way?
We'll just go with that from now on.
Okay, all right. We didn't land on. I didn't land on Plymouth.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Did I say that?
I have no clue.
All right. Fuck you, Columbus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Fuck Columbus. Yeah. Man, somebody tried to come at me because I was like, yo, fuck Columbus. How can you say that? First of all, the motherfucker didn't discover shit.
Nope.
Anyway.
Man.
Bro,
I'm sorry, I don't know
what is happening here.
I don't know what's going on. That shit.
See, that's what happened, man. We both got the day off tomorrow.
Yes, I know, right?
It just, oh, man. What were we talking about? Titties.
Titties. Yes. It always brings back to that.
Yes. Trend. Titties. Pierced. Yes? No?
Yeah. But I like the bone. The bone piercing.
The hoops. Yeah, the hoops are played out.
Yeah, them shits is corny.
You know what is
they
awesome.
They rust. Bad.
The hoops?
Yeah.
Side note. Bruh. The first time I ever saw pierced titties, it was my first time in Alaska. I had just got stationed up there. Got wild drunk at this bar. Hooked up with this chick, right? Mm-hmm. So we get back to the spot. Dude, she had the bone, the stud, but she had X, the cross. There was two in each nipple.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
But do you know, a lot of women, they, if not done correctly, obviously,
mm-hmm.
they lose feeling in their nipple.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate. She had two of them.
She had two of them. They looked, they were
each?
Like... Each? They were like X's. I was like, number one, you got some long-ass nipples.
Ew, she had the longest.
No. It wasn't like nasty long. I mean, long enough to have...
That's a pretty long titty if you putting two of them in there.
Yeah, I still remember her name. I'm not going to say her name. I don't know. It's fucking... I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
I was like...
Nah, she was mad cool, though. But, that was my first time. I'm like, yo, these titties are, like, they're pierced. Like, and I was 20... Fuck, I think I was, like, 22, 23...
That's probably around the first time. About the same time.
Yeah. Man, this is going to sound real pervy, but shout out to this person. But she got her nipples pierced, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were pierced. But she used to come to the spot. She used to come to the building. And her nipples were hard. Like her, she tried to wear like padded bras or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but she wore thin t-shirts and you could always see her piercings.
Mm.
Plus it didn't help that I knew they were there
mm-hmm.
too. But like she used to walk into the office and I'd just be waiting like, yes, I'm glad you're here.
Bring them nipples to
Bring
me.
Bring the nipples in. Like, oh, that was awesome. So shout out to her. But yeah. Oh man. Fuck, dude, I don't even know where to go from here. We just,
I like this sound random, but when you were listing titties, when you was listing titties, when you were listing, yeah, titties, right? I have a spot personally for amateur porn titties.
Mm-hmm.
I would list that. I don't know, cause I like hood porn. You find some good hood porn titties on X videos.
Yeah.
And they just be.
Do you watch Buck Wild?
Buck Wild.
Man, it's this dude out of Oklahoma. BUCCWILD. Buck Wild. He's got this. She's got to be about maybe 5 foot, 4'11". She's real small. She got it? No. She's a grown woman. But
nigga, really? This was problematic. This was a problematic episode. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Nigga. She's not a midget. She's full size? I don't know. Anyway. She is.
It's like this is being released.
But bruh, she does all anal scenes.
Oh, that's wild.
And she's got maybe, I'd say she's got some B's, small B's, mm-hmm. maybe big A's. But it's just the fact that she does the anal scenes. And I'm like, she's a winner.
She's a winner?
She's a winner. Yes. Yeah. Yo. But you know, let me see, amateur. It's, well, I like to pay attention to names. Because you know the thing about porn, man. I stick with what I know. Because I'm like, half the time, man, it'd be like 2 in the morning. I'd be trying to go to sleep. I'm like, let me rub this one out. I don't feel like searching. I just want to go right where I want to go. Just find it. I know what works. Boom, bam, boom. Click, click, click. You know, and handshake. Handshake the golf club and I'm out.
Whoa.
Oh, man. All right. So.
This is wild.
This is off the. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Oh, I got to say this. So, ever since the episode of where we did the Size Matters. Me and Corey have been tagging each other, and we've been sending each other Instagram posts, and we've been seeing some winners. And just when I think I one up him, like, man, these are some big titties. He comes back like, no, these are some bigger titties. And yeah, big girl titties are the best. They're awesome.
Sometimes you just gotta do the proper research for episodes. That's how you do it.
Oh my god. I don't know.
Oh, this is intense. Oh man, this is great.
Oh man. So can you think of any memorable titties in your life?
Yeah, there's problematic.
Let me see.
There's some nice titties. Just fat ass areolas.
Yeah.
Like that's always a luxury place in my heart. The bigger the titty, the
bigger the titty, bigger the cum shot.
I wish I had my sound effect.
Funk flex gun.
Look a shot for me popping that. Yo! Yeah, yo.
You know what's really dope? Women who get that under boob tattoo.
Let me ask you something. Yes, Orianna's is phenomenal, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of bitches doing that shit completely wrong. You mm-hmm. know what I don't like? When they get the tattoo in the middle of the titties.
right in the middle.
Yeah, like the breastbone, I guess that's what you call it.
Well, I've seen one that was pretty dope. Mm. And it was, matter of fact, I think, let me see. It was, hold on. Stay with me. Oh, now you don't want to, here we go. It was like an African theme. Mm-hmm. And, let me see. Let me see. No, not in this one. Maybe in this one. Nope, I know where it is. Oh, so yeah. So anyway, I know. Dead noise, not a good thing. Anyway, fuck it.
Question though, do you while you looking for that under boob or side boob?
Ooh. Side boob. Side boob all day.
Why though?
Because
I'm an under boob. I'm an under boob. I used to be a side boob, but it's definitely under boob for me.
I like I don't know. I think because it's like you say, I like hefty. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Side boob, you just kind of see that weight. Mm-hmm. I guess you can see it with under boob too.
See, I fuck with the under boob because it's like this joint about to fall out. Like you ain't about to. That joint can't stay up, so they gotta just. Pause.
Them titties gotta fall out the shirt. Yeah. And they literally will come rolling out.
Yeah. It's like a rollout. It's an album release. It's, call it an album release, titties. Oh my god.
Like a double album one at a time.
Life after death.
Like Nelly's sweat and suit.
Oh god, yes, that's a better one.
Yo, let me see. Yeah. Let me see. Mm. Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're in business. Alright, so good under boob shot. A good under boob. Ooh. Good under boob shot. See, now that one is tight.
I do like that. Yeah. That's a nice. That's kind of like Rihanna's tattoo.
Yeah.
A little bit. But I like how it goes all the way up under titty. But what it look like when the titty release?
It's different. That's the thing. Listen. Yo, shout out to Rihanna because she started that wave. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like she started the that red hair wave. Oh, that shit was great. But, yeah, that under boob thing that she started, shout out to her. Plus, man, shout out to Rihanna for, that, Fenty, Savage, lingerie show on Amazon. And she, cause she gets women of all sizes. She don't care if you're big, small. I'm like, yeah. I can dig it. But, damn, I can't find a... I can't find it. Anyway. So, yeah, under boob. Under boob, side boob. I just like boobs.
I fuck with titty. I used to be an ass man, but that changed.
Nah, I'm not an ass man at all.
Yeah. Going through my stage.
See, ass is overrated to me. Hmm? It is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never really like I like ass. Mm-hmm. It's cool. But the only thing you can really do with ass is rub it, smack it, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? But give me some especially, man, because boobs are, like, right there. They always going to be right there. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. Those are some good boobs.
Those are nice
titties. Yeah. Yeah, she was a winner. Problematic.
Yeah, it's very.
Let me see. What else we got here? Yeah, I got boobs. Yeah, so I better not ever lose my phone. I'm gonna be hurt anyway. So yeah, man, we've been talking about boobs. I don't know, man. What else you got?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I gave y'all my list, my reasons, man. And shout out to Jada Fire, man. She just, she's awesome. You know, she don't do porn. Actually, she does kind of do porn still. She does that OnlyFans shit.
Yeah, that.
Yo, that OnlyFans. So it's this chick I follow on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Dick Dominican John. And she was like, she signed up for an OnlyFans account. She said she made her yearly salary in 1 month.
Oh, we did talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
That
OnlyFans game is ridiculous, man. Mm. Yeah, I'm like, wow.
I commend women because I couldn't do it.
Yeah, for real. I mean, you getting paid enough, like literally.
Yeah, they. That's a lot, though, bro.
Man.
Wow, this is a hell of an episode.
Yeah, he just. Whew. Folks ain't gonna be like,
what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to drink no more. Anyway, so yeah, that's my list of boobs, man. You know, I like boobs.
I like boobs.
You know, and I've mastered the art of not looking like a creep in public. You know, cause that's the thing, man. Dudes be, you know, like you can't be standing there with your homeboy like, damn, look at them titties. Like, nah, man.
That's just a child right there.
Yeah. Just be subtle with it. Just look, admire, take a mental picture, and keep it moving. You know? Can't wait for next summer. But, yeah, so that's what I got.
Yeah. This was fun.
Yes.
This was a lot of fun.
This was,
strictly problematic.
We both gonna hear about this one.
Yeah, oh, I for sure. What's the nigga? Hey, yo, I was watching this shit. The nigga was like, he was doing an interview, and he was like, shit, you want a perk? The dude was like, what? He was like, nah, shit, my bag in the back. I want to pop a perk. And dude was like, he's like, you gonna make it through the interview? He was like, for sure. That nigga was like, he was all itching and shit. He was like, for sure. So yeah, for sure I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah,
I got a pep talk before this shit. You never let me have fun. I hate it here. I wanna go home.
But that means they listening.
Yeah, for sure. Thank
you. You know, so what's good on your podcast, bro?
Recently, actually today, I put out an episode with my homegirl, Renita from DC. She's a fellow Rockefeller fan.
Dude, I just want to say this, man. Don't ever use the word love interest again.
Why?
Use it as like a 1954 term.
Oh, you heard the one with Lauren. Bruh. Yo, that shit is funny.
shout out to her because she was like, what? I was like, and I was in the car listening, like, what? Did he just say love interest?
Yeah. Yo, that shit is funny.
Got a proper English. This nigga using proper English terms.
This nigga trying to kick knowledge.
Love interest. I'm like, yo, yeah, I'm going to need you to never.
Lord on my love interest. Yeah. But this recent episode, I had Renita. It was her first time doing a podcast, which is one of the things that I love about doing podcasts and having somebody on that's never done it before and giving them a platform to see if they want to start, in your case, wanted to start their own podcast and stuff like that. So it's always good to see somebody's first start, first crack at it.
Yeah.
She did an amazing job getting great feedback on it and all that. So, yeah.
All right. I didn't get to it yet.
Take your time. I think I got two episodes in between that. I think it's
I think it's yeah, it's two because it's because you did the one with all right, you did the one with Shorty, and then you did the one with Norm, mm-hmm. And then yeah, you did another one after that. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, so man, we've been talking a whole bunch of whew, damn, dude.
When is coming out?
Because I don't know, man. Oh my god, I don't know what the fuck happened. This is wild for the night.
At least we like stay on topic a little bit.
A little bit. Boobs. The titties.
Baby workers.
Oh my god. Dude.
Yo, that's dumb funny here. Baby workers, bro.
Yeah. Oh my god. I got nothing. But yo, I don't even know what fucking episode number this is, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Oh man. Yeah, hit the Instagram. Hit the Twitter, hit the email. Check out Corey's podcast.
Yeah, Baltimore County Forever podcast. Go buy my album on Apple Music, all streaming platforms as well.
Yes.
Put out a podcast album called In Search of Love RS. That's available on all streaming platforms. And podcast is available on all podcast stuff.
Yo, check this out. I'm trying to get a raffle together, man. I'm fuck it. One of the things I'm giving away for this raffle is penis soap. They make dildos. They make soap in the shape of dildos that you stick on your sink and you basically jerk it off to, and it's soap.
What the fuck is this world?
Yo, I swear, I don't even know how. Everybody's like, man, how you be look? I do not look for this stuff. It literally finds me.
The way you look at it finds me.
I just don't know how this shit has. It's like I'm fucking porn whisperer. Like, this shit be popping. Like, who would think porn of it? Porn whisperer? And guess where I found it?
That's definitely your name now. Fuck the book of hip hop. Porn whisperer. PW.
I found this shit on Etsy.
See, yo, that's how that shit is weird, bro. They make awful t-shirts on there, too.
Yo, so yeah, dude, I got the... So yeah, I got a raffle coming, man. I'm trying to get the prizes together. So if you wanna win the dildo soap, buy as many tickets as possible. And just so you know, the money will be donated to
off of porn shit.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not gonna tell them where it came from, but it will be donated to a charity. You know, even though I'm a perv, man, I do have a heart.
Oh, man.
I love the people, man. I was gonna say something else, but that was gonna sound way.
I was like, no. FBI be all over this motherfucker.
He'd be like, sir, we need your microphones. Your phone is confiscated.
You do it for the who?
Exactly. Like, I didn't mean it like that, sir.
No.
But yeah, yo, the money's going to a good charity, man. It's going to a good place. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. Be tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Like I say again, Baltimore County Forever podcast. Check them out. Listen. Sometimes I'll be over there and saying wild shit over there.
Yeah. Yo! You gotta jam it in.
Hey.
Whoa, bro.
Hey. Sometimes you gotta. I mean, you can't jam it in. You know, you gotta be a little gentle with it.
Oh, God.
You know.
Only here.
A little
here.
Coconut oil, a little water based lube goes a long way.
Whoa.
You know, which, yes, we're gonna do it. I'm gonna do an episode on anal sex. That's gonna be great.
It's
been
wild now.
That's we need to hit this eject button quickly. But yo, it's Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday. Enjoy your turkey day, man. Be thankful for your family. all that good stuff, you know, and be thankful for boobs. Enjoy the boobs. Get full tomorrow watching football and go look at boobs. Mm-hmm. You know,
reach out and touch
some boobs. Reach out and touch somebody's boob. I mean, no. I mean, that's
not anybody.
Not just anybody.
Yeah, just someone you built a relationship with.
Yeah, you know.
One night stand it. I don't know. All right, we're going to.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. We are out this motherfucker. Deuces.
Boy, that was crazy.
Ooh, peace.